This is the Prather Point.
If not you, who? Time is short. Lines are formed. Time to awake or dream. Choose life or death. Are you a sheep or a sheepdog? Warrior or slave? Jabbed or not? Victim or survivor? Do not line up. Step out. Do not consume. Save. Do not obey. Resist. Do not believe. Discern. Do not trust. Verify. Do not conform. Rebel. Do not submit. Refuse. Do not kneel. Stand. We stand together alone. I'm a retired soldier, DIA intelligence collector, and ex-DEA special agent, targeted by the deep state, turned whistleblower, now your intelligence officer, repurposed as chaplain, teacher, leader, and truth teller. My new mission, restore our fallen republic. Objective, defeat the deep state. Means, expose fake news. Tools, truth, discernment, and free will. Attention, Deer State Dens, Rhinos, Antifa, BLM, and assorted traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic. Your masks won't silence us. Your shutdowns won't stop us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as fierce as the Imperial Japanese. You're not as brutal as ISIS. And we beat them all. You're next. Welcome. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point. Welcome, everyone. Please go ahead and go to jeffreyprather.com and subscribe there to my free newsletter, and you can also join Team America there as well. For a deeper dive, go to patreon.com/Jeffrey Prather and sign up for the articles, proofs, evidence, intelligence, and videos that I am speaking about today. And also going back and doing your homework, gave Team America several assignments there today as well. So the title of today's episode is Team America Assemble, Take Off on the Avengers. So conservative commentators are shouting out that Fauci lied and perjured himself under oath. Senators Rand Paul and John Kennedy caught Fauci lying. NIH, National Institute of Health, and Fauci did fund gain-of-function research, even though Obama had banned it. And there were no bats in the wet market in Wuhan. But they're breathlessly comparing this to the Iran-Contra scandal. I'm very familiar with the Iran-Contra scandal. That's how I cut my teeth in covert operations. But just like the Academy graduate generals who still cling to warfighters only as nation-state entities, they have missed the mark entirely. That is the term in Aramaic for sinning, a martial term, an archery term, missing the mark. BLM flags, Black Lives Matter flags, now fly over U.S. enemies. They are not nation state, but the war winner still gets to plant their flag on the territory they have taken. And recall, China says they won a war against the U.S. in 2020, a biotechno info psyop fifth generational war. Ali North went to prison for Iran-Contra and for Reagan, who should have owned it, but didn't. But that's the way of covert ops. I know. I saw both ends of that op, military to intel to law enforcement. Fauci isn't going to prison. He's not even going to be charged, much less trial. The judiciary has been compromised, likely blackmailed and extorted. It's obvious. But DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, my old agency, and the last patriotic loyal intelligence agency, but not unit, says so. The real story is vastly different and nowhere in the press. And this is where Team America should assemble and pay attention. The DIA has a source, a confidential human source, a Chinese Wuhan lab defector. This is where all the gain-of-function stories are breaking from. And they did not tell the FBI or the CIA. Because DIA knows the FBI and the CIA are infiltrated by the Chinese, who waged a bio-psyop economic fifth-generational unrestricted warfare via People's Liberation Army, military intelligence operators, and assets. Just like the female Chinese military intelligence lieutenant with Lieber at Harvard, where Epstein also had a chair as well. But that is not the end of the story, nor even the lesson. Because the DIA, Patriots of the Clandestine Service, the case officers, took their case to fellow patriots, and they are few and far between. Senators Rand Paul and John Kennedy of Louisiana. And Paul and Kennedy did what they always do. They held hearings with Fauci. Fauci lied, perjured under oath. But so did Mueller. So did Comey. So did Brennan. So did Holder. So did Obama. So did Biden. So does the FBI on FISA. And the CIA, well, they lie for a living. Long gone are the good old days of Ali taking his medicine like a man. Did I get all of them? And going to prison. Or the honorable Nixon, when caught, resigned. Now it's lie daily, more and bigger. On CNN or Fox. Cheat and accuse. Nothing will happen. More hearings, more outrage, more talk. No justice. No republic. Certainly no fair elections anytime soon. Until we get our heads in the fight, get in the covert war that we are in, and counter espionage with counter espionage, sabotage with counter sabotage, intelligence operations with counter intelligence operations. I know, because I did it. Now, it's up to Team America. Freedom is taken, and we have to take it back to restore our republic. So that is the call for Team America to assemble, and that is the focus today. I am not a talking head. I'm not a blonde, tan talking head. I don't do news. I don't do commentary. I'm telling truth and giving you intelligence. And if you look closely at all of my cast, you'll see I focus on that. And that is very different than the propaganda press that just parrots each other over and over again. So that's the focus. And Team America listening today should be paying attention as I'm talking to different members and looking at their emails and they're figuring things out. That is very important. So I just got an email today from a medical doctor, or a naturopath rather, talking about how another doctor, Dr. Robert Young, and again, this is on my Patreon, if you want to go see it, it's patreon.com/Jeffrey Prather, and he got FOIA requests, four new Freedom of Information requests back from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. Of course, this is what Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch do a lot, but that's intel collecting. That is collecting and dissemination, but those aren't intelligence influence operations. It is proactive in request, but reactive when you receive, and then nothing tends to happen, just like with the hearings with Rand Paul and John Kennedy. And the request was a letter dated June 7th, 2021, to a Miss Christine Massey and saying, this letter is in response to your Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Agency for Toxic Substances. Reference your requests for the purification of any COVID-19 virus and any other variant via maceration, filtration, and the use of ultracentrifuge. And so he's asking for the origins of COVID. And the answer back is a search of our records failed to reveal any documents pertaining to your request. So it goes on, but I will keep it short. But this is crucial because this is just like the big lie that the big liars, which is Fox and CNN and MSNBC, are calling that the election was stolen, because the election was stolen. There's plenty of evidence. The Supreme Court wouldn't hear it. The FBI wouldn't investigate it. They shut all the observers out. It's obvious to anyone with basic intelligence. They're doing the same thing here, denying that the COVID strain has ever been isolated. And so then that begs the question, if the COVID strain has never been isolated, then how are they able to do vaccines? And of course, these aren't true vaccines. They do not follow the protocols of vaccines. And Mike Adams and I sort of broke that story. And right now I was talking with Team America Medical today, who are working feverishly on that. I'm pushing them on that as well, because it looks like a majority of Americans have voluntarily submitted to the not vax jab. And again, I remind you of the Nobel laureate Luc Montagnier, who was saying that within 2 years, over 90 million people who took the not vax jab injection will be dead. I was on Ann Vanderstil talking about handling the mass graves. And of course, a lot of people have been injured and very sick from that. But that is hardly the end of the story. I'm not doing this where hearings don't go anywhere, like with Paul and Kennedy. And I'm not simply breathlessly putting this out, because nothing is going to happen to them anymore, because the system has been so compromised. And I've talked about that at length. I'm saying there has to be counter intelligence operations and counter sabotage operations, because this is sabotage. This is a bioweapon used for psyops, for economic battle, but it is really sabotage. Further, it comes out that according to Oxford University, who happened to have been working with Chinese colleagues in 2017 to 2019, is that there were no bats or pangolins sold in the Wuhan wet market at that time. So the backstory, which is an intelligence tradecraft term for your legend, is who you not really are. But when you're posing as somebody, think of the movie about the CIA getting the American hostages hiding in the Canadian embassy out, that you have to backstop your legend. And they have not backstopped their legend. So from an counterintelligence point of view, it falls apart clearly and obviously. Of course, the CIA is not going to do anything about it, nor the NSA, because they have been, nor certainly the FBI, because they have been corrupted and are just shills in thrall to China. And shame on all of you intelligence officers and counterintelligence officers. I have one of my longtime students who was a ranger and worked for me full time at warrior school, and then went through a healing and became a warrior, went through warriorship, and I married him and his wife, and now he has fallen away too and still teaches HMAC in Alabama. Happens all the time. You're going to see a lot of people go with the flow and line up for the vaccination showers. Mike Adams also was breaking the story that a Peter Daszak of Eco Health Alliance funneled millions of dollars to the Wuhan Institute of Virology that carried out gain of function weaponization experience, and bragged about how his Chinese colleagues, because he says, well, we did this work. Then he says, oh, but, well, no, I didn't do it. My colleagues in China did it. You create pseudoparticles. You insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells, and you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers. And that's what all the research is leading to now, is that it is the spike protein that is the real lethality. Because, of course, the COVID is like the flu. I said that on horseback a long time ago, very mild, hardly affects children, but it is the jab. And that's why all the censorship of me, of Adams, of President Trump, of everybody else, along with that. So as all of this emerges, they describe a global money laundering operation and apparent criminal conspiracy to evade U.S. laws that prohibit gain-of-function research by funneling NIH money to communist China, where the CCP military, which really the PLA military, oversaw the weaponization experience. And this is clearly deliberate, and people are admitting to it. But they can admit to it, and Fauci can get away with it, because there are no real journalists at CNN or MSNBC, or for that matter, at Fox or Newsmax. MSNBC is CNN, which is Fox, which is Newsmax. It's just different variants on the same thing. I can't stand to even listen to them anymore. I just do it for intelligence purposes. You can get an idea of when this started to go bad because I used to be on Laura Ingraham's show several times. But as I started to out Eric Holder, she moved away from me. And then USA Today did a hit piece, another fake line piece about the fake report that DEA generated on me. Just the same thing that they tried to do with Trump with the Russian bed golden shower nonsense as well. But it is clear now that documents reveal that Chinese scientists discussed weaponizing coronavirus 5 years before the pandemic. There's a Chinese paper called The Unnatural Origins of SARS and a New Species of Man-Made Viruses Known as Genetic Bioweapons. And it is said to have suggested a third world war would be fought with biological weapons, revealing how Chinese scientists were discussing the weaponization of the SARS coronaviruses 5 years before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. The executive director of Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Peter Jennings, said the document is as close to a smoking gun as we've got. And it is a smoking gun. This term goes back to the Pentagon Papers. But again, back then, Honorable Noble Richard Nixon said, yeah, you caught me, I'm resigning. And Honorable Noble Ollie North said, yeah, you caught me, I will go to prison. Now, Holder, Biden, Obama just continually lie, and the media lets them get away with it. The Fast and Furious that murdered Brian Terry was much worse than the Watergate. The Watergate was a burglary. No one died from Watergate, but in the upside down world of dumbed down millennials and public school teachers and students, Nixon is evil, and that is the worst thing ever. And now, of course, they're trying to say the big lie about the stolen election, which there is plenty of evidence of. And of course, the Supreme Court won't look at it. The FBI won't touch it. But there is plenty. Beijing considered the military potential of SARS coronaviruses since 2015. The bombshell document was accessed by U.S. State Department investigators. That's surprising. The State Department is a far-left organization. Scientists examined the manipulation of diseases in a way never seen before. It now appears that Fauci and Daszak helped with the funding and virology support of China's effort to build a biological weapon that could be deployed against America and the West. And that is what I've talked about for a long time through my intelligence. The intelligence is borne out, and that was President Xi's, really Emperor Xi's plan to defeat the United States and rule the world. But We are fighting back everywhere. We are fighting back. The Arizona Maricopa audit is doing great. Other states right there right now are touring the audit to do the audit. CNN and Fox are falling apart. The NBA, a bunch of grown males playing kids games, is falling apart. It's all collapsing. In informational influence operations and human terrain, they do not hold the terrain, and they are losing terrain daily. And I will show you more of that as we go through here. But be alert. And again, this came in from Team America Intelligence Collector, that the FDA is considering adding an experimental COVID-19 injections to the pediatric vaccine schedule. And there's a public committee advisory meeting scheduled tomorrow. And so you can go to my Patreon and see that. So it's not enough that they murder unborn babies and they murder freshly born babies. If you haven't seen Gosnell, the movie, you need to see it. Now they want to kill children. This is all part of their depopulation program. This is Margaret Sanger's eugenics for Planned Parenthood to kill babies of color. This is exactly what this is about, because children are very low risk for infection, and they have been shown to be at risk of harm from experimental injections, from anaphylaxis, heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots, which is exactly what's happening with the jab. The injections are not FDA approved. The clinical trials are not complete, and there are no longitudinal studies on risk of long-term harm versus benefits. And of course, the manufacturers, big farmers, are not liable for injury or death from their product. And OSHA, of course, told business owners to stop reporting that as well. So it is very obvious. It's very much like the camps before, where the rabbis would help line up the people for the camps. And some of the camps, they did fight back, but a lot of times people thought, oh, well, everything will be fine. And it is just obscene. In New Jersey, there is a legislative bill taking away parental choice. And it is also trying to do something similar. And so Team America New Jersey should take a look at that as well and decide what you are going to do about that. And again, for intelligence collection, that's fine. For counterintelligence and counter-sabotage operations, then you have to mount information influence operations. So understand those terms. This is not just another talk show where I'm just putting this stuff out. And Team America is not supposed to be just another patriotic rally organization. There are plenty of those, and they do good stuff. That's not what we are about. But researchers have also engineered a magnetoprotein that remotely controls brain and behavior for controlling brain circuits associated with complex animal behaviors, using genetic engineering to create magnetized protein that activates specific groups of nerve cells from a distance. The most powerful of these is called optogenetics. And again, this is on my Patreon, which enables researchers to switch populations of related neurons on or off on a millisecond by millisecond timescale with pulses of laser light. Another recently developed method called chemogenetics uses engineered proteins that are activated by designer drugs and can be targeted to specific cell types. So now I work as a competitive intelligence corporate security consultant, and that's GRIN, Genetics, Robotics, Information, Nanotechnology. And the folks I work with are highly moral, and their mission statement is saving babies. But this is designed for control. And you can look at Ian Douglas's military science fiction, something I like, hard military science fiction, Star Corman, of how he would get to a guy in space and he would inject nanoparticles and send them to the problem inside the spacesuit as he read on a tablet what was happening. This is something beginning like that. Remember, everything that Star Trek brought about. The first cell phones were flip phones because it was just like Captain Kirk's communicator. So these studies are showing that nerve cell proteins can be activated by heat mechanical pressure and genetically engineered so that they become sensitive to radio waves and magnetic fields. And the new technique builds upon earlier work based upon a protein called TRPV4, which is sensitive to both temperature and stretching forces. And they reason that magnetic torque or rotating forces might activate TRPV4 by tugging open its central pore. So they used a genetic engineering to fuse the protein in there. And when they introduced this genetic construct into human embryonic kidney cells growing in petri dishes, yes, babies, baby cells that they took sucked out, or like when they're doing abortion, cutting the head up to get it out, they were able to activate this. And they've also done this in zebrafishes, which are commonly used in mice as well. So this is showing that mice expressing magnetospeed, and the reason you use zebrafish and mice is because their lifespan is shorter, and so you can see generational epigenetic change, spent far more time in the magnetized areas than mice that did not. So they could activate this, and they could then get the mice to go to a certain area. So this sounds reminiscent of any special agent who's worked in an office has had the guys who come in with their tin foil hat on and their legal pad that's just covered. And they start talking about how CIA is beaming stuff into their head. So that's why they're wearing the tin foil hat. Those guys are real. And I kind of believed them because I interviewed so many of them. But I'd always say, yeah, that's true, but you need the FBI down there, is what I'd send them down the hall there. But I always thought, well, there must be something to it. And we've had reports of embassies where waves have been beamed in. And certainly you can even bounce lasers off window panes to listen to conversations. So is this far-fetched? No, it is not far-fetched. And it starts to sound like the folks talking about the FEMA camps and the body bags, which again, we have seen in Wuhan, which is the white painted portable jails that they called hospitals, and the people being taken, the Chinese people being dragged by the police into vans and then locked up. And also the reports of screams of body bags with people being burned alive there, as well as the Wuhan apartment residents saying this is a fraud, this is a fake, and crying out because they could be anonymous. So what does this start to look like? It starts to look like, to me, the whole zombie thing. So you've seen this, back when I was growing up, there was Frankenstein and Dracula, Bela Lugosi, Mary Shelley, writing classics and pretty good films. Now it's an obsessive, constant zombie, big movies, TV shows, The Dead, whatever it's called. And that there is something behind that. And that is because they are using, manipulating all these, just like you see a get the jab, mask up on every other commercial and channel, just like you see interracial couples all the time, which is not a problem because they're selling to multiple markets and there's nothing wrong with that. But you now see a lot of trans dressed up saying, oh, I'm just like you, and come to the library talk hour and lay on my belly. There's a purpose to this as well. And that is, I think, to make people like zombies. Because when you do talk to young people today, and even public school teachers, I am just always amazed at how ignorant and how dumbed down they are. It's hard for me to believe. I'm still driving around seeing idiots masked by themselves in their cars or walking down the street by themselves. It's just unbelievable. Of course, I see Harris and Biden still doing that and fumbling with their mask, and Harris now really fumbling and struggling almost as much as Biden. But it's hard for us who are older and who are actually educated and actually taught to think, to understand how dumbed down and ignorant these people are. Not necessarily stupid, because some of them are good people. Before COVID, I had a huge kids class in my dojo, and most of the parents were school teachers, and of course, most of them were liberals, and we got along fine. But once they were propagandized to, you know, flock the herd like sheep and do what they were told and mask up and don't go back, I mean, they just didn't listen to anything. And so the herding right into the vaccination showers will be easy for people who can't think at all and are dumbed down and know nothing about history and cannot even debate. Look up The Great Debaters, an old Denzel Washington movie, great movie to see about a black debate team. But that's what this looks like to me, is using information influence operations through the vector of TV and games and movies as the psychological operations vector to focus on zombies. Pay attention to that. You know, my kids do not play any video games, and I'm very careful of what they watch and what they read. You know, for example, no Harry Potter, all Chronicles of Narnia. That is the alternative. And you have to give everyone, especially children, an alternative. If the only alternative is fat foods and drugs and gangs and evil, then they'll have to take. But if you give them choices, they actually like to be challenged. Looks like there's going to be a lot of lost folks here, sadly. I have done what I have could, but I can tell you, you know, from the combat ranger teaching HMAC to a Christian family who I taught their kids who had pediatric cancer for 2 years, to all kinds of different folks. They just don't want, they just are locked into their old way of living, which is way, really a way of death. And again, that's how the Didache starts off. Is the Didache is the first century Gentile manual on how to become a Christian, the teachings of Jesus Christ through the 12 apostles. Didiskalos means master, Matetes means disciple, and Didache means to train. It's typically translated as to teach, but that's not correct. It's to train. And that's the way our services go. I got my Christ Connection Chaplaincy book up there. Also got the HMAC manual up there if you're interested in getting that. The HMAC DVD is no longer available. You have to go online just because we couldn't keep up with them. Taught HMAC last night as well. So President, puppet President Biden signed on Wednesday an executive order reversing his predecessor's move to ban Chinese smartphone applications, TikTok and WeChat. Of course, President Trump, real President Trump, Trump won, banned that because, again, he realized that that was a intercept, an intelligence intercept through electronics. And also, it's an information influence operation getting our young. Even when I was on YouTube, before I got this latest ban for being a bad sheep, I couldn't have my stuff shown to kids by their protocols, because if I'm talking to kids, I might be waking up some kids, and they want to control that next generation as much as possible. So even though Vail District School District, they've made the mask optional and they're making progress, don't let your kids go back to those evil people. Fire them all and replace them all. Or homeschool your kids. The Christian school I used to send my kids to, now the principal who was part of the setup of me there has now stepped down and just wants to teach, but people are finally figuring it out. So we are slowly starting to win, but it's always a small number of folks that make the difference. That's where the 3% comes from. At their revolution, although of course the FBI says, oh, that those are evil, and the military is now trying to make those evil. And there was some crazy psychiatrist in Long Island saying she was being freaked out by seeing American flags. that's all part. She is a consequence of information influence. She's been programmed. She is becoming a zombie. And when they're controlling your kids from youth in public schools, in big church, following Paul, hey, just submit to your masters. Don't think Yeshua did that. But a lot of people like to put Paul equal to Yeshua, and they really like to put Paul above Yeshua because Paul goes along with the big system of everything. Meanwhile, here on the border, there are record numbers of illegals coming across, 180,000 in May, and that's as high as it has ever been. And of course, Biden is clueless, and Harris doesn't visit the border. She goes to Guatemala to coordinate child slavery operations. Well, how can I say that? Well, I've worked the border. I've worked the Mexican-Guatemalan border. I've worked Honduras. I've worked Panama. I've worked Bolivia. I've worked Chile. I've worked it all, and I've worked it as a soldier in special forces, in psychological operations, in intelligence operations, and in federal law enforcement. So, and actually as a civilian too. So actually I know very much what I'm talking about. Michael Yon's still down there in the Darien. This is invasion through immigration. At the same time, this is to change the demographics so that there are never any fair elections ever. But also, there's a record number of children coming across now. And these children are now being released throughout the country. And the number of children who came across without a parent or guardian has never been higher than it is now. And that is crucial, because think about this. So you're down in Guatemala, you're a campesino down there, and all of a sudden you're going to let your teen just go with somebody. Do you let your teen even go down the street? Of course, if you do, you know, you're an idiot parent. You don't. But are you going to let them make this dangerous trek where they, remember I had Michael Yon on the show, he was talking about the Panamanians, talking about the children being raped over and over. And so this is the Biden administration's payoff for being enthralled to China, is they get plenty of kids. And, you know, Biden just went into a crowd the other day, making sure the little girls got ice cream, and the foolish mom was just agog that this pedo is coming up and giving attention to her kids. No discernment whatsoever. Sad and tragic and dangerous. Meanwhile, the FBI, it is now found, secretly launched an encrypted messaging system for a service called Anom, A-N-M-O-M. And this was an international wrap-up with international agencies. The phone secretly siphoned 27 million messages from 2019 to 2021, resulting in Operation Greenlight and Trojan Shield, a large-scale bust that included seizing around 8 tons of cocaine, 22 tons of cannabis resin, 250 firearms, 48 million in traditional currencies and cryptocurrencies. So I still get this all the time. People ask me, is Signal okay? Is Proton Mail okay? And I don't know how many times I can say no comms are secure. And this is why you still need to talk in some kind of code. For example, some of you listening are going to know if I said, hey, go to the office, you would know where that is because you're inside my trusted circle. Or we're going to meet where my lodges are at. Or we're going to meet where L's lodges are at. Or we're going to meet behind where the mats are at, or where the Kamidana is at. So that is, Jean has a long mustache, but you can still use, you know, different, you can use Tor, you can use VPNs. None of it is secure. You can use Tails, you can use Proton, you can use Signal, Telegram, WhatsApp, Wicker. There's a million of them. None of them, no comms are secure. So you develop codes around that. Although I can remember back in the day when we would be talking on encrypted radio and we arrested a doper that had figured out all our codes, which is why you have to change your codes. The best thing out there is a one-time pad. One-time pad is on the web, the shop at jeffreyprather.com. Use it one time, follow the directions, distribute it out. But why is this story breaking here? All of a sudden, why is the FBI doing something? Well, an unnamed informant who had previously sold Phantom Secure phones told the FBI they were building the next generation encrypted device called Anom. And so probably the developer offered it to them for a fee. And the FBI alleges that it is used exclusively by drug traffickers. Of course, if you look at my stuff, Rise is used by BLM, which no one will admit to because I haven't checked today, but Antifa.com probably still goes to WhiteHouse.gov. But what are they really doing here? Well, the FBI is doing what it does best now, and that is it is eliminating the competition. So Biden has opened the borders for child slavery, for sexual slavery, for drug running, and he wants to make sure that there are no competitors. Well, is that outrageous to say? No, it's not outrageous to say, because that was my story as a whistleblower with DEA, that the ATF was running guns south for Obama and Holder in exchange for the Sinaloan cartel, who in exchange got to run drugs north if they told on the other cartels, if they eliminated the competition. And that is now evidence, fact, in court in the Niebla Zambada trial. Again, on my Patreon, you got to go way back because I publish a lot of stuff. But does that fit previous patterns of fact-based proof where DEA agents raised their hands and sworn under oath that, yes, they did have a deal? Yes, it does. And this is the same thing. So now I'm using evidence that came out in court for an intelligence projection. So I'm using fact-based history to project or prophesize. When you think you're going to hit the bullseye, you're actually prophesizing as well. So I hope Team America is paying attention. I'm starting to talk to different groups. They're doing a great job. I'm pushing them to get going. If nothing else, in a reactive mode, they're going to be there for each other where they might not have been, but they can actually become proactive. And that's what I'm going to talk about next. And that is, of course, Ducey here, the governor, is a left-wing shill pretending to be a Republican, a rhino. And what has come out is that he is hiding massive offshore Irish holdings and relationships to the Trump Russia hoax perpetrator, HSBC Bank, out of the UK. And I get emails all the time. It's really the English. Why don't you go about the English? It's really the Khazarians. It's really the Zionist conspiracy. So I'm not a history lesson here. I'm triaging my priorities. I have a mission. That's to restore our republic. And if you want to come along, great. If you don't, that's fine too. But this is a counter sabotage and opportunity for intelligence information influence operations via sponsoring an alternative candidate. So understand what I'm saying and play this back and take notes. I know there's people who take notes on my show. I know there's people who watch it over again. I just heard from a peer, it's like, oh, you put so much stuff out, my head hurts, and this guy is sharp. But what I'm saying is, if you take this stuff and put it out there and push it out there, then you could either get this guy to reform or, better yet, get an honest guy in. And somebody was talking to me about an alternative candidate. Can't remember that. Hard for me to pay attention to politicians and professional sports players because they are so uninteresting to me. But they're saying Ducey must disclose his relationship with this Irish globalist investment fund, Dimensional Funds PLC, And its intimate relationship with HSBC and Deutsche Bank, and the investments in China and the UK, and provide financial disclosures. So this was this would be a good information influence operation to run, backing a vetted, moral, patriotic candidate, and this would be a counter sabotage operation because our government in Arizona has been sabotaged by Ducey. So I hope you understand Team America and Team Arizona if you're listening, but this can be applicable to others. This is just an example. And if I do, I'm talking to different team members. And if I do, I may, and you can send me some emails if you like this idea. I'm thinking about doing a seminar for Team America team leaders, although it would be kind of expensive because I got to vet you. I got to make sure there's no intercept. You know, it's OPSEC is difficult and expensive. But in the foundation's first 2006 annual report, they disclose a sizable holding in the Ducey Family Foundation's Global 60/40 portfolio stock, which is ultimately controlled by an Irish corporation, Dimensional Funds, and the parent does substantial business in China. So what is this? This is money laundering. This is just FinCEN. If you got any FinCEN guys, listen, I worked FinCEN in Haida. This is what they're doing. And this is ties into, wait for it, James B. Comey's HSB Bank, where he was chief counsel before he became the FBI director. And this goes back to Hong Kong, Shanghai Banking, Deutsche Bank, UniCredit Banking. So I'm not just breathlessly putting this out there like Glenn Beck, or I'm not just interviewing them slyly so I can look good on camera like John Kennedy or Rand Paul. I'm giving you an intelligence report so that you can proactively start to operate intelligence information influence operations against this saboteur who has sabotaged our government and replace him. I hope you understand what I am saying. What I'm saying is very specific, and I will go into that more in detail in the future. A little bit out of order here. And Team America fan who said, who commented, hey, you commented, somebody said, bag up 30 minutes out from when you meet. Well, if you got a smart car, that's not going to work. You got to get out of your smart car. You got to deprogram your smart car. Very difficult to do. Good point. Nice catch there. Appreciate that. Should have noted that for OPSEC. I'm kind of an old timer when it comes to all that. You got to watch out for the light bulbs and thermostats and smart buildings, all of that as well. So there is an HR 5 Equality Act, which is coming out that pushes the LGBT agenda. There's no Q in there, and targets Christianity in every aspect. It destroys bathroom privacy. That's when I pulled my kids out of Anshai. They're like, oh, we leave the bathrooms open for boys and girls. Most Jews that are not Orthodox are insanely liberal. You'd think they'd be gun carriers, but this bill is directing religious K-12 schools and daycare centers to force children to obey adults that show up to work one day as a man and next day as a woman. That's already happened in public schools. It demands every religious adoption agency place innocent children in homes with adults involved in same-sex conduct. So this needs to be opposed as well, but this ties into how public schools, whether it's TikTok or whether it's Netflix or whether it's the constant push of commercials of, hey, wear your mask, social distance, get the jab, we'll give you marijuana for getting the vax, we'll bribe you for all of this. Children as young as six are being taught about transgenderism as choice. And there's stuff on YouTube that is queer kids stuff. I'm banned, but queer kids stuff is fine. And this is done everywhere. And there is an appetite to federalize this agenda. And This is so that you can propagandize the youth and control them. You just got to look at Khmer Rouge, our Chinese kids, communist Chinese kids, and how we make combat systemic inequality, because it's no longer about equality, it's about equity. So they keep moving the goalpost. And this is not just stupid or crazy or mistaken. This is evil, and this is by planned. And that's why I'm being much more aggressive when I'm confronting these folks. And there's a lot of, I had a student who's actually a public school teacher come in, and he was saying that the black homosexual guy who was being sodomized by the devil in some video was art. My first bachelor's of fine arts is in art. It's hardly art. It's just a silly campaign. When you can't do any real art, then you got to have a gimmick. It's just like most of the comedians now. You go back to the golden age of comedy, whether it's the Beverly Hillbillers or Andy Griffith or Dick Van Dyke or Mary Tyler Moore, really funny, clever stuff, golden age of television. Now it's just mean-spirited. Or if you can't sing or dance really, then you just shake your appendages. It's just a scam. Nice guy, but really ignorant and indoctrinated. So a 2016 California law mandates teaching children about abortion as a form of birth control. So teaching kids that killing other kids is fine, which is very typical, because who ends up in Camp Grant, the massacre here? It was Sam Hughes and a couple white guys got the Tana Autumn to go club to death the Apache women and children. So this is I've been trying to get through this for a long time. And this is a very deep and evil and common theme running through all of our institutions, whether it's big church, whether it's a big public school, big government. I don't know if I got it out, but there was just a medical journal publication, a psychiatric journal, saying whiteness is a disease and there is no cure yet. I know what the cure is they have in mind. It's the ovens. This is the depth and evil of the, not just the public school, but even now, like I said, woke Christian schools and colleges, of course, are deploying this. And of course, eventually they will be destroyed. They're indoctrinating children in an extremely pessimistic world view. Holding anti-racism sessions in which white teachers are supposed to remain silent and honor the feelings of BIPOC, which are Black, Indigenous, and people of color. Of course, meanwhile, they took the maiden off the Land O'Lakes butter, continuing to erase Indigenous folks. And it's racism. It is clearly racism. And why is it racism? Well, because it worked. Obama, a nobody, know nothing, was able to get the presidency based upon virtuous America trying to get past and redeem for the sin of slavery. And so that worked so well that they have now rolled it out again. That's when I say, we had a Black president, but you race bait even more. Well, why are you race baiting even more? And they talk about systemic racism. Well, the president of the United States, the most powerful guy in the world, was Black, half white, half Black, but he called himself Black because his Black father abandoned him, but had a white mom. If it's systemic racism, then how are all these Blacks in all these positions of power? And how is it that we fought a civil war where hundreds of thousands have died, free to slave Blacks? Now, is there racism? Certainly. Is there prejudice? Certainly. But by perpetuating the narrative that America is fundamentally evil, which is intentional harm, and steeping children in race theory and lionizing the Portland rioters, or the idiot Afton of the Brian guy saying that the guys who stormed D-Day or Antifa, they are pushing towards a race-based revolution. This is what communists always do. They take a legitimate cause, because there's certainly racism and prejudice, although I would argue that most of it's against indigenous native folks. You never see anything for them. And when you do still see it, like I said, a couple of years back, the actor made The Lone Ranger. The original Lone Ranger, Tonto, was a full Jay Silverhill's full-blooded native, but then a white guy is back to playing him, going backwards in that area. But it fits their purpose, and because it worked so well with Obama, they're going to continue to make it work. But that doesn't mean we are losing. That just means that we have to not let them control the fight or control the field of battle. The fight is for our children. And if we leave them on their battlefield of public schools and big church, we will lose them. So homeschool networks are very big, and you can pursue those. Catholic school, I went to Catholic school, taught by the Nuns of Sisters of Notre Dame, and then I went to private Jesuit high school, St. Xavier, not Xavier, Xavier, great. But they have since been infiltrated horribly. All you got to do is look at the joke pope and see where that is. And there's nothing more important than our children, because they are the future. Nobody who's dying thinks about, oh, that great Corvette. And they're usually thinking about their mom. So we got to get our heads in the fight, and don't mistake my cast or Team America for what it looks like with the other people are doing. I'm not doing the same thing. That's why I have the format. That's why I do it the way I do it. What I put out in an hour, a propaganda press news channel wouldn't put out in a month. So to move on there briefly, remember I talked about Team America Arizona has been supporting the audit. And then I linked up Team Arizona audit with Georgia. And now a judge in Georgia who was a Democratic supporter has fraud on his mind and has seen that one after another absentee votes containing perfectly filled in ovals for Biden, except that each of the darkened bubbles featured an identical white void inside them that was perfectly done, indicated they'd been done with toner ink instead of a pencil. A judge is now thinking about the audit. And this is a judge, Brian, the judge, a donor to Democrats, ordered ballots unsealed for inspection. Again, this is on my Patreon too. Noticed that all the ballots were printed on different stock paper. And none was folded or creased. That's a tell. Just like Fauci is a dangle now, they're throwing Fauci to the wind as a dangle. That's an intelligence term. This is a tell that none of them were folded. In short, the Biden votes looked like they had been duplicated by a copying machine, and they were strangely pristine. And a lot of other poll workers saw that too. And so election watchdogs have used their affidavits to help convince a state judge who's a Democratic donor to unseal all of the 147,000 mail-in ballots counted in Fulton and allow a closer inspection. And a Garland Favorito, a vote integrity advocate, says, we have what is almost surely major absentee ballot fraud in Fulton County involving 10,000 to 20,000. So I hope Fulton County Team America is listening and focused on this. And they're saying, so now this is the difference now between just a regular news story. We'll be in court on June 21st to resolve these motions. So there is an intelligence influence operation opportunity, target of opportunity, June 22nd in court. To resolve the motions to roadblock having a count, a recount. And in May 21st, and I talked about this back in May, Superior Court Judge Brian Amaro requested officials guard the warehouse around the clock. But just 8 days later, a breach of security was reported right after the sheriff's deputies left their post for a couple of hours. Okay, we'll read the intelligence report. Hey, we're leaving, right? Here you go in. So what does that look like then? Well, I know for a fact that there are security companies involved in Team America and that they could put eyes on these targets and focus on that's being proactive as opposed to reactive. And so those are kinetic operations that are totally legal and moral and ethical and not criminal. I'm never asking anybody to do anything illegal, immoral, unethical, or criminal or violent, although you certainly do have a right to self-defense, despite what the phony DOJ is saying. But this room was breached. So was there Team America Georgia security there? Probably not at that time. But now with this June 21st date coming, could there be there? Yes. And so that's what's starting to happen. As Team America stands up and gets their act organizes and gets their phone tree rosters and figuring out their skill sets and figuring out where everybody is you, I know you have people near there. I've talked to you guys and something can be done about that. Just like the 38 drop boxes distributed throughout Fulton County. That's a lot to work, but you can work it. Hypothetically, might have had to service dead drops when I was a new intel guy. That takes a lot of time, but the voter drop boxes are very similar. You just got to go around. You got to put eyes on there, and you got to hold on to that stuff or put cameras on there. Figure out what you can do to change the dynamic from reactive to proactive. So I hope I am being specific enough. And of course, the Democratic chairman of Fulton County, black guy, Rob Pitt, says, this is nothing but a circus who promote the big lie. So right there, we see the big lie is the big phrase that is being pushed. The PSYOP vector that you'll hear on CNN and MSNBC is the big lie. So you talk about voter fraud or investigating elections. Oh, big lie. And so that same thing as you can say with conspiracy theory or you're racist. They just put those informational influence operator vectors in there. And that is the end of that. But there are numerous examples of that. I'm running out of time to do that. But this is why the title of this show is Team America Assemble, because I want you to start looking at these, not through a passive lens where you're sitting back. If you listen to Chaplain Lewis on the Christ Connection Shop, he'll say, I used to be an observant Jew, which means passive. You've got to be active. You are called to act. Isaiah 6:8. Send me. So to win, we must join Team America to begin. Neighbor up, team up, train up, and then link up. So listen and subscribe to my free newsletter at jeffreyprather.com, jeffreyprather.com. And to team up and join Team America, go to jeffreyprather.com as well. And also Team Canada's up. I'm getting requests for Team Thailand and Team Guatemala. We'll work on that. But that's good news because our ranks are growing. What I say is true. To study up, if you want to get a hold of me, you can always go 520-241-7690. The Handgun Martial Arts Center DVD is online at jeffreyprather.com. Soon my other DVDs will be, although I have plenty of close quarter combat DVDs to still mail out. If you want to order those, you're going to have to call 520-241-7690. My books, Initiation and Chase, are on Amazon. They are excellent books. Or if you don't want to use Amazon, I have them here. You can contact me. We have different skill sets in our various circles. Our dojo circle is not our HMAC circle, which is not our chaplaincy circles, but our circles intersect. We have doctors and dentists, soldiers and scientists, farmers and families, cops and CEOs. Some are poor, some are millionaires. Our circles span the societal spectrum. Praying and training together day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, for decades, builds intimate circles of extended family. Our treasure is trust. Our riches are reliability. Our product is resiliency. What we offer can't be bought. It must be earned. What is earned can never be taken. What is earned must be worked for. To pray up, go to christchaplaincy.com. My Sunday sermon is also on Facebook at christconnectionchaplaincy.com. It's about Midway and Divine Providence, Virtues, Miracles, and D-Day. To get my other DVDs, go to bujinganusa.com/shop. To train up in person in handgun, go to warriorschool.com, handgun martial arts class. I'm cutting back on my classes, courses, intensives, and seminars, but there are always openings for the committed. Many come, few stay. Most talk, few do. Perseverance wins over talent. The most committed wins. The most committed have a transcendent value system. Always. The most committed value system is God, family, band, clan, tribe, and nation. Get your head in the fight. Lean in and team up. Freedom is taken.